You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary everyday experiences and how we can turn them into momentum and forward movement in our lives. We're a week into a brand new year right now, and I'm excited to be here. I'm happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to everything that I know that this year is going to bring in my life and into your life. And so I wanted to talk this week about fear and why it's something that we need to face and overcome in order to achieve the best results that we can. So this week I set a goal at the direction of some coaching to do something that was outside of where I feel comfortable and get out into the world and meet one new person out of the blue at random every day for a week. And it was something that made me feel so uncomfortable. I love meeting new people. I love interacting with them and experiencing new things in life. And I am not very good yet at doing what feels like inserting myself into their life and feeling like I'm interrupting somebody's day. And that was something that for me was a big fear of mine and took a lot of effort and energy to overcome. And so using that as an example, it made me start thinking about other things where I've had fear in my life. And God knows that there have been plenty of fears that I've carried with me from all of the things in childhood, from being an outsider and being afraid of being not accepted by people around me or the world, or the relationship that I have with my parents, being afraid of being rejected or not being loved or lovable for who I am. There's been a ton of things that I've been afraid of, trying new things, taking a new position when I've been in a comfortable spot and a happy spot in my career, trying new things and just putting myself out there. I mean, there's a thousand things that we're all afraid of, and those are some of the things that I've been afraid of and I've had to learn to address and face in my life. But each time that I do address one of those fears and I do look that thing in the eye that makes me feel uncomfortable, I find that it catapults me to a next step, a next level. And so I've been thinking about that. And why is it that doing something that makes me feel afraid, something that's uncomfortable and makes me, you know, want to go back into hiding, so to speak, and stay away from that thing? Why is it that facing those things is the catalyst for driving something forward? And I think that a lot of the reason is because we as humans like being comfortable. We like avoiding pain. We like avoiding discomfort because it's a natural thing for us to do. That's what our bodies want to do. If you stub your toe, the first thing you do is you don't go walk on your toe. You pick your foot up off the ground and you stop putting pressure on it. Maybe you limp or hobble around for a little while and try to make sure that you don't do anything that will add discomfort to that. That's a natural protective mechanism because survival is part of the objective of everything that we do in life. And that pain and danger and risk avoidance is something that helps us survive and continue and carry forward. But all that you're going to do if you avoid any of those discomfort things, all that you're going to do if you don't lift weights in a way that makes you uncomfortable, if you don't run a little bit farther, a little bit faster when you're out exercising. If you don't start walking, and if you're just getting started in your exercise, and it sucks and it's uncomfortable to get up and go walk around the block because you've spent so much time sedentary that it's hard, right? There are things that are hard that we do, things that, you know, hey, I make a decent paycheck in my job and, you know, I'm comfortable. I've got a good reputation. I don't have to go do something new, even if maybe that something new is the thing that will drive the next step in my career. You know, I'm happy here. I can pay my bills. I can eat good food. I can do the things that I want to do, and I don't have to do something that's uncomfortable. And whatever those things are in your life or have been in my life, all of those things that, yeah, you can live a good life and you can probably be pretty comfortable and achieve 60% of the things that you want to achieve, even if you never put yourself in wildly uncomfortable situations and do things that will drive your performance and your life forward. You can do that. And I have done that. There have been certainly windows in my life where I've decided, no, you know what? I don't need to do something new because this is comfortable. I like it here. It feels good. It's easy. There's no new challenges, no real risks, and I can just stay here and do this and enjoy it. And then I do it for a while, and I still see that vision for my life, that place I want to get to. It's still there. No matter how much I tell myself, no, I'm okay, I'm content being comfortable. And as long as I see that vision of myself and that future out there that's different than where I'm at, it starts to gnaw at me. It starts to eat at the inside of me and tell me, you're not really happy here. Sure, you're fine. You can make it. You're reasonably content. But I didn't come into life to leave it reasonably content, to say, yeah, I did okay. I did as well as I could have without really pushing myself or challenging myself to try something new. And so taking those opportunities, even if they're small things, like going out and meeting one new stranger every day, it's actually easier than you'd think that it might be. And just walking up to somebody and realizing that there's so much that I can learn just from the experience of approaching somebody new. I can see how a person reacts when somebody walks up to them. I can listen to the language that they use when they're responding to the questions or the interactions that we have. And I can take something away from that and be able to get a better understanding of what is it that drives this person? What is it that makes this person, what's this person's fear response? How are they responding to protect themselves and give themselves a great opportunity going forward? What are they doing that's different? And how can I overcome those things? How can I get in front of the fears that that person has, just like I'm trying to get in front of the fears that I have in my life? And how can I be a better reader of people? How can I respond to things more quickly? And so that's an example of something that it shouldn't be a big deal, and it really wasn't a big deal. And it ended up being an exciting experience that, even though it still is very uncomfortable for me, I've decided to do it again for another week and meet another handful of people in a new way and in new situations and get a little bit better at facing down my fears and overcoming the things that make me feel uncomfortable and that I really didn't want to do at all. But it's an opportunity for me to do things that will help me to grow and help me to learn and experience things in a new and different way. The other thing that it does in facing those small fears is it trains my mind to recognize that just because something is new or provides risk or makes me feel uncomfortable doesn't mean that I should avoid it inherently. And being able to take those small victories in overcoming fears and things like introducing myself, where there's really a relatively low risk of any real consequence in that. The worst thing that somebody does is tell me to pound sand and leave them alone and go about their day. And I shouldn't be impacted by that. That took 7 seconds of energy and that's it for my life. And there's no real reason to carry that with me. So my risk in that situation is very low, but I'm training myself. I'm teaching my mind that it's okay to be in situations where I feel uncomfortable. It's okay to look at my fears and take an action that is counter to my natural protective state, because I know that it's going to drive me forward. It's going to create a better situation for me. It's going to help me get to that next step. And if I haven't trained that muscle in my mind and in my heart and in my feelings about how to overcome that natural response, that knee-jerk response of staying away from things that are uncomfortable or make me feel afraid, that I can actually overcome those fears and see a good result and realize what the actual limits of the risk in that situation are, that I can be a better judge of what is a true risk that's going to be harmful to me and be able to still avoid those situations, right? I don't want to put myself in real danger just for, you know, an experience of something new. That doesn't make any sense, but I'll be able to better discern what are fears that are real and actually pose risk to my health and well-being, and what are things that are just fears that I have, irrational fears, things that I've made up in my mind that are unlikely to ever even come to fruition. And even if they did, probably don't cause any real long-term harm. There's nothing that I can't overcome in those situations. If I go and I decide to start a new company and I put every dollar of savings that I have in that, yeah, there's risk in that, right? Sure, I could lose whatever I've earned so far, but I've been there before, right? I've earned that money before. There's nothing that's going to stop me from doing that again. I know that I can do that again because I've done it. And now I have a new set of experiences. I can see and think like a business owner. I can understand what the life cycle of a product is a little bit better. I can understand what's needed for marketing and what customer experience should look like in a different way. So even if that enterprise fails, I now have a new set of experiences that should help me provide better value going forward in other situations in my life. And I don't really need to be afraid of that. If I'm looking at taking on a new job, moving companies, taking a new promotion, or changing my career path, or doing something totally different, yes, it's scary. Yes, it's uncomfortable. But maybe that's the thing that will drive my career in a new way, that will help me to feel satisfied and happy in my work, that will give me the opportunity to earn a little bit more money so I can give more back into the world and support charities or people in ways that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. But because I took that step and I said, yes, I know that this promotion is going to cause a lot of new work for me, and I don't really know 100% of what this is going to entail, and I'm a little bit worried, what if I fail? Well, what if you do fail? Probably not going to, right? You're not offered a promotion. You're not offered a new job because you're totally unqualified and unable to perform it. Yes, it's going to be a stretch. It should be. But stretching in that way is the thing that will help you to take that next step and provide better value and grow for yourself and grow for the people around you and be able to provide more to the place that you work and to the life that you want to live. And so be afraid, but face those fears and overcome them in ways that will help you drive your life forward and just watch the changes that are able to happen in such a short period of time just by facing your fears. So that's my takeaway for this week. That's all I've got, is look at your fears, feel them, and then overcome them. Thanks for tuning in this week. I appreciate you listening. If you liked anything that I had to say, want to learn more about me and what I'm doing, feel free to check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Apple, download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more.
Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.